Hi, Elise Castle.
Hey, Mike Jensen.
We are here today to discuss Catch 38.
But hold on. This is for the first episode of the season, which was called...
Let There Be Light.
Let There Be Light. Friend of the pod, Tom, reached out and told me that not only are clear bags back, which they are, which I thought they were. This is in regards. I couldn't think of that word. This is in regards to Samantha's clear purse. But his sister has an online shop based out of LA that exclusively sells clear bags because not only are they back in style, but also there's a lot of clear bag policies at stadiums.
Yes.
And arenas. So I said I'd give them a shout out. So her name is Jillian, and you can find that at sugarchic.shop. So that's sugarchic.shop, S-H-O-P. And they're super, super cute. So if you want to go to the stadium in style.
If you want to go to the Taylor Swift concert with an appropriate bag...
Did they do that in New York? I don't go to concerts.
Yeah, like, when it was in New concerts. Jersey, and okay. it was a clear bag policy.
Yeah, Tom went to the Madonna concert, and there was a no phone policy. Not Tom, sorry. Mike went to the Madonna concert, and there was a no phone policy.
There was. I wouldn't have minded it so much if she would have gone on somewhere near on time.
Mike, what if she's listening?
Go on time, Madonna. Oh. I don't have any problem with saying that to her.
Okay. Wow.
That's all right. Is that, are we good?
Yeah. Do you have any?
No.
Okay. I like when people reach out, though, to me. Oh, someone else reached out and said, I have something that's a little butthole donish, and I love it. I love that it's become a verb or an adjective.
Don't make me do
Sorry.
Grammar.
I love that it's become a describing word.
So this originally debuted January 18th, 2004, directed by Michael Engler. He's going to direct the next one and then be finished. Written by Cindy Shupak. She is also going to have one more, but not the next one. Our DVD recap. Petrovsky continues to open himself up to Carrie and tells her that he doesn't want to have any more children, making Carrie wonder about the future of their relationship. Samantha's cancer treatment hits a rough spot, but her relationship with Smith eventually smooths things over. Miranda and Steve take their honeymoon, but Miranda finds it somewhat difficult to totally relax in the wilderness. Carrie and Charlotte take care of baby Brady, and Charlotte winds up totally stressing out. These recaps are always interesting.
It reminds me of, there was this game when I was a kid. Did I already talk about Dream Phone on this podcast?
I don't think so.
So there was a game when I was younger called Dream Phone, and you would have to guess which guy had a crush on you. Very heteronormative.
Uh-huh.
And you would listen to the Dream Phone, and it would tell you a secret. And it would say... He looks cool in whatever he wears. And then it would say to you, he's not wearing anything yellow. And you would know that it wasn't any guy in a yellow shirt. And then at the end, it would be like, you're right. I'm totally into you. I don't know why this recap like just sounded like the Dream Phone voice.
It's a very interesting game. Was there actually like a phone involved?
Yeah, there was a huge pink phone. And when it was your turn, you would press it and you would listen. It was kind of like Guess Who or Clue, like that same kind of model. So everyone would hear the phone say, he looks cool in whatever he wears. But only you could hear, but he's not wearing yellow. And then you would know that it was none of the guys wearing yellow.
Interesting game.
Mm-hmm.
Ken has a crush on Elise in the gymnasium. That's like the Clue version.
Yeah. Ken has a crush on Elise in gymnasium. Wait. Ken has a crush on Elise in the study with the revolver. No. That would turn into 2020.
Yeah, creepy. All right. So we start out with, we found out that Carrie's been dating the Russian for 2 months.
And she's got the alarm code.
Yeah. So we're like in December now, it seems. Like if they started dating in October.
Right. Yeah, totally.
We're not really dealing with... I know we don't deal with time on this, but I think it's interesting how we're not dealing with time.
But they talk about months right. and time. Yeah.
So, interesting that it's... We went right past Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I don't know... to me, 2 months seems a little early to give someone, like, everything to get into your apartment.
Yeah, I think it sort of depends. I think that also things are different when you're older.
Right.
Like, things do sort of accelerate a little bit faster because you're about to die. I'm just kidding. So yeah, the assistant made the keys. I guess just a reminder that he has assistants.
Yeah. The assistant went to the locksmith. You don't really have to usually go that far. You can just go to Home Depot.
Now, yeah. Or you can just go to, like, a Bed Bath & Beyond kiosk.
Yeah, there's actually a hardware store by my apartment that is so old school. It's been there for, I want to say, 80-something years. And they just started taking credit card. But it's the only place that I would ever go to get keys made. And it's very strange. You give them the key and you're like, a dollar. It's a dollar. You just hand them a dollar bill. It's very weird.
And then she just already can't remember the code. I'm like, write it down or something then. That's not a good sign.
Or, like, make it something she'll remember.
Right.
Change it for her. Yeah. Make it 24601.
I wonder if Carrie would remember that one. That would be good for you.
Thank you.
So we get to Carrie at the doctor with Samantha.
It's a very big room.
It is a very, very big room.
And it's a very nice hospital. I wonder if that was a set.
I wonder. I probably was.
Right? Unless, I mean, I know some of the hospitals in New York and probably LA, they have like really nice floors, don't they? Like they have certain floors for like celebrities, private. Yeah. Am I wrong in that?
I don't think you're wrong in that.
Okay. So I wonder if that was one of those.
I wonder how that would go. I don't know if you can like, I wonder if you can go to an active hospital and be like, we're going to use this room for a day.
Right. That's why I wonder if they did go to an active hospital, if they had to go to one of those VIP floors.
Sure. His alarm code. Like it was nothing. You really want to hear about this now?
Oh, yes. I need the distraction.
Yeah, Carrie's basically just distracting Samantha by talking about the Russian.
And you can tell she's nervous. And you'll see this throughout this whole episode. I really noticed it at the end. But Samantha's whole personality is toned down in this episode.
For sure.
It's just very real.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did I mention the extra robe in the bathroom?
Is it as nice as this one?
Even nicer, if you can believe it.
The doctor arrives, and basically just the news is good.
Mm-hmm. The lumpectomy went very well. Uh-huh. All your scans look clean, and I'd classify you as stage one.
And one is
the best, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, okay.
Dr. Pinkner?
Dr. Pinkner, played
David
by...
David Dellinger?
So he is one of the co-founders of the Labyrinth Theater Company.
Yes.
And he teaches all the time in New York City.
Does he?
Yeah, I Googled his name to, you know, because that's what we do. We're podcasters. And yeah, Stella
We're
Adler,
real investigative
HB studio.
Journalists here.
HB Studio, like all the acting studios, he offers classes or has offered classes. And
of course, what I mostly care about is that he's played three different roles on SVU.
Love it.
I'm just fascinated by people that play multiple roles on, like, one TV show.
Well, it's like any job in life. If he's a good actor, he shows up, he was probably great to work with.
Right.
So that show needs a lot of actors.
Yeah.
That's why it's important, kids, to treat everyone nicely.
Yes.
Sounds like David
Dellinger.
I almost called him David Pinkner. Sounds like David Dellinger is a good guy to work with.
Yeah. Kudos.
That's
him.
How we base your
more roles you've played on SVU, the more we assume you're a good person.
Yeah.
If Mariska wants you back, you must be a nice guy.
Right.
So he basically just says that he still thinks that she should have a round of chemo. Mm-hmm.
I still have to have
chemotherapy as a precaution.
And how did this happen?
Yeah. And he lays out a few possibilities.
Lifestyle choices.
One of them might be that she didn't have children.
I see. So I brought this on myself.
No, I'm just giving you the basic.
I think we're done here.
I'm going to go ahead and say that I think Samantha takes this a little personally. She asked.
Well, she asked, and he never said, like, for me, if someone said to me, like, lifestyle choices, you know, studies have shown that it happens in people that don't have children, I would not take that personally. Like,
right.
There's nothing I could have done. I haven't had children, and that's, you know, so I mean, I guess there's some, I could have had a child, but who knows? I mean, either way, she immediately takes it to mean she's a whore.
Right. And she's going to go find a hot woman doctor who understands what this is all about.
But also having children means you've had sex.
Yeah,
see,
I think, once again,
Samantha's
she's
hurting.
It, yeah, wait. Yeah, okay, sure. She's in a vulnerable place and feels she's feeling very attacked right now.
Yeah, and she says to him, I see, so I brought this on myself.
Yeah.
And Carrie even kind of...
Well, first she just says, it's good to meet you.
Yeah. I was going to say, Carrie even like apologizes in her facial expression to the doctor.
Yeah, you can tell that Carrie's kind of like, sorry about that.
And I'm sure doctors and nurses and anyone who works at a hospital deals with a lot of emotions.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people. I mean, yeah.
We go right to four ladies at brunch, and Samantha feels like the doctor was saying she deserves the cancer.
No, I don't think that's what he was saying.
Before we go this, when Samantha says she wants a hot woman doctor and she's leaving, I like that she just is walking out with her robe on, with just one nip out.
Yeah. She's not concerned.
She's not concerned.
Miranda wonders why Samantha should have to have chemo.
Because he's an asshole.
Evidently, there can be something microscopic.
Like his dick.
Excuse me, do you have cancer or Tourette's?
I'm getting a new doctor.
And we get to Dr. McAndrew, who's a highly rated oncologist. Samantha's trying to get in. Now, here's my thing with these kind of storylines. And we're going to get a lot of it in this episode. Is it that if you don't get this doctor, you have a higher chance of dying of cancer? Because we need to train more doctors like this doctor then.
No, I think when you find out you have breast cancer, I think Samantha's going through a lot of emotions. We know she's not seeing a therapist. And sure. I think in her mind, she has heard that this doctor is the best. So she thinks that every doctor she goes to, chances are, will probably tell her the same thing that this doctor just told her, but she's going to have it in the back of her mind, like, I need to hear it from Dr. McAndrew, because okay. she's heard that she is the best. And it, I mean, my dentist is one of those, like, dentists that have been written about in these magazines, you know, the best doctors, and I just got them because they were in my network. And I've called to make a cleaning appointment last month, and they're like, okay, so his next availability is November. I'm like, oh, can you call me if something else opens up? They're like, of course. And they still haven't called. So, meanwhile, I have no teeth.
So Miranda has to go. She's taking a long weekend.
Long weekend? You never take long weekends.
Steve wanted to go on a little trip, so we're driving up to some mountain lodge tomorrow.
But she refuses to call it a honeymoon.
Right.
It's just a whatever.
And yet, you just got married last week. That's interesting.
They're even bringing Brady along.
Samantha says a honeymoon is sex with room service.
I don't know if this place has room service, though.
Yeah, I don't think they'd. If they did, it would be really awkward.
Yeah, Charlotte thinks it's crazy.
You have to have a real honeymoon. It's very important.
To whom?
Gary does refer to Charlotte here as Star of David.
Yeah, I'm with Star of David on this one.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
Just leave Brady with Magda.
It's 4 days. I've already given her the time off.
So right. Charlotte offers to watch Brady.
But before that, so leave Brady with Magda, who is now apparently the nanny.
Yeah.
Like, we are just, I mean, we know that Magda loves Brady. We know that Magda, little boy, beautiful. But, like, it's never been talked about that, oh, this woman I hired to clean my house is now a full-time nanny.
Yeah.
She's off at Nanny Palooza. Yeah. What do you think happens at Nanny Palooza?
It's very quiet.
They all listen to, are the kids with them, or it's just like where nannies go?
No, it's just nannies go on vacation and... I was going to say there's a lot of, like, James Taylor playing, but okay. I feel like now it's more like whatever nationality. I don't know how that would work. Doesn't whatever. Sound very
but
exciting.
But I think, though, too, there's a lot of nannies that are, like, millennial girls, so they're probably doing, like, yoga and...
cleansing.
Pumpkin spice lattes.
Yeah. Yeah, Carrie says that she can help, too, and everyone is pretty skeptical.
You guys would really do that?
Absolutely. I wouldn't. Because Smith is coming back into town, and I've always chosen sex over babies, and that's apparently why I got cancer.
So Carrie is getting herself, Brady, and the stroller down the stairs.
And I'm nervous because she's in heels, and I don't want her to drop Brady.
Yeah.
The next day, I tried on two labels, Classic Guiton and New Mommy.
I think you can see the sign for West 4th in the background.
Oh, okay.
Charlotte calls, and Carrie says she's taking Brady to Hotel Petrovsky.
Mm-hmm.
Is he a baby person?
Well, I wouldn't have guessed it, but when I told him I had Brady for the day, he said to bring him over.
And Charlotte has enough toddler snacks for 30 years.
Yeah, she has a lot of toddler snacks. And, of course, she's immediately concerned about, you know, whether or not the Hotel Petrovsky is baby safe.
And she says it's not.
Charlotte, it's a death trap. We're just going to strap a pillow around the kid and hope for the best.
So Samantha arrives at the doctor's office, and I could see you getting hired because someone thought you looked like this actress. In fact, whenever you talked about the fact that you got hired because you looked like the other actress, I always pictured this girl.
And it was funny because when you saw that, I don't look like this girl, but I have red hair. I could see myself playing this part.
Yeah.
Jake, is this what you meant?
I'm Samantha Jones. We've spoken on the phone several times.
Uh-huh. Please stay behind the partition.
Yeah, it's like she's at Chipotle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When you go there and, like, people are looking over and they're like...
Like, can you just back,
yeah.
back off? Samantha drops a lot of names.
But it doesn't, no opening
doesn't get
March.
Her anywhere. Yeah. So she says she's going to take a seat and hope for the best. And she sits next to Julia Sweeney.
Pat.
Yeah, most famous for Pat. She, for the record, did actually have cervical cancer in real life.
Mm-hmm.
She talks about it in a special called God Said Ha that I believe I saw back in the day. She's had a few one-woman shows. And we've mentioned her on this podcast before because she has a role as, I want to say it was a creative consultant that she's been working on the show on and off for last couple of seasons. So they finally gave her a part.
She's great in this part.
Yeah, I really love Julia Sweeney. She's pretty fantastic. And we don't find out a lot about her right away.
You know, I've been here since 9 a.m., so if anyone's going to get in without an appointment, it's me.
Loud and clear. Don't worry about me.
I love when Samantha says the thing about trying to get backstage to see Mick Jagger. I did get backstage, and I blew him.
Yeah, I said we find out that Samantha once blew Mick Jagger. Mm-hmm. All right. Interesting information.
And she's asking her a lot of questions, I think, because she's trying to figure out if it's the fact that she still thinks it's because the doctor called her a whore.
Yeah, she finds asks out what kind of cancer she has.
Right.
And she also has breast cancer, and then asks if she has children. And I actually, for some reason, this sticks in my mind whenever someone says anything about the word nun.
I'm a nun. You have none.
But I don't know why, like, Samantha's reading of that really sticks in my head.
Yeah, and then she asks her if she masturbates, or if she's allowed to masturbate.
Yeah, as you've never had sex. Also, it must be purposeful how Julia Sweeney calls him Mick Jagger.
Yeah, I loved it.
But that doesn't mean that I didn't enjoy your Mick Jagger story.
So then, you don't have sex?
No.
Never had sex?
No.
Are you allowed to masturbate?
I never asked. But thanks for getting my mind off cancer for the first time in a week.
Oh, happy to help.
It's a little inappropriate, Samantha, but it's all right. Carrie arrives at Al's and it all goes very badly.
Yeah, Brady's walking.
Yeah, Brady's walking.
Yeah, Brady knocked the vase over. I hate vase. I just say vase.
I say vase too.
Brady knocked the vase over.
That's pathetic, blaming the baby.
Al really likes babies. That's kind of all that I wrote about this scene.
I just wrote, Brady is walking. Brady knocked the vase over.
We get an update at Honeymoon Central.
Mm-hmm. Steve is going to be naked for 4 days.
Yeah, Miranda wants to know what they're going to do next, and Steve just wants to lie in bed.
Do you think we should go for a walk or something?
Nah. Let's just lay here, hang out. How often do we get to do that?
That's true.
Yeah, Miranda goes to unpack. I wrote, Steve does a little flip on the bed, and did you freeze frame this?
No, I didn't. Did you?
No. Just go frame by frame by frame.
Just see Wiener?
I didn't do that. No, I'm sure that he's wearing a little something there. But it's a pretty clever little flip move that he does
there. Yeah, like a hat?
A little, they're called something. They're called, well, there are a couple of terms for it.
Dance belt.
No. One is a cock sock.
Yeah, that's not the real word.
It's like an intimacy guard or something like that.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, there's no TV or radio.
But there is a CD player.
With one CD.
Sounds of Mohonk Mountain. Yeah.
I don't know how I would do in this situation. I don't think that I'm someone who likes to do things. So I think that I would be more like, I'm going to go for a hike now. Or
right, but you're not on your quote-unquote honeymoon. You may be different if you're with, like, the person you just married.
Sure.
When you're going to visit your family, yeah, I would hope that you would do something else than just lay around naked.
Shit!
What's the matter?
I forgot my cell phone charger.
You're not going to need your cell phone. It's just you and me.
She forgot her phone charger.
I bet you that phone would stay charged for a year. My
mom, so?
Yeah, my mom has a flip phone and she charges it like once every
well,
3 months.
Well, it stays charged a lot longer than she thinks it's going to.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we cut to Carrie thinking about herself, Al, and Brady as a threesome.
As Miranda got a crash course in life as a twosome, I got a glimpse of life as a threesome.
That's a weird choice of words, Carrie. Not the worst choice of words we're going to have in this episode. We'll get to that later.
Oh, I didn't even catch that. She said that.
And we find out that he has a kid.
Many years ago, no more children.
Al has a kid but he's closed the factory.
Yes. And he asked Carrie if she ever wanted children. And it's sort of the beginning of the framing of, like, sounding like it's something in the past, the way that he says it. And then how old is she?
38.
Yeah.
And it's funny because someone said to me the other day, do you ever think about, like, really acting again? And it was someone that we work with who just who's only known me for a year. And it was like a gut punch because it wasn't that. Like, my response to them was, no, it's not something I don't do. It's just, you know, Mike and I have been putting together this podcast and all these things, and I wanted to put attention on this and blah, 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 blah. But it is amazing how someone can ask an innocent question just not knowing your whole life, and it makes you feel like you failed at absolutely everything.
Yeah.
And I can understand, as a woman, I'm not 38, but as a woman in her 30s, like, once again, I was having these thoughts last week. Do I want a kid? If I do, I mean, I better figure that out now.
Yeah, we'll definitely get into it, especially in the next scene.
But I thought it was weird that they don't talk anymore about it. Like, she never says anything about it. It just cuts to the next scene.
Well, that's such a TV thing.
I mean,
I always think it's funny when scenes end before the scene ends.
Right.
which is what we just did.
Well, no, it's not, because she says she didn't ask him.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're eating black and white cookies, which are a very New York thing.
Carrie is in the sandbox with Charlotte. Yeah, Charlotte thinks this is a deal breaker.
The Russian doesn't want to have kids. Had one a long time ago. It's done.
Well, then, dos vidaniya, or however you say it. What?
Mm-mm.
And Carrie isn't so sure.
And nobody's watching Brady.
He's fine.
Don't you want to have the option?
Well, yes. But it is my experience that men like him don't come along that often.
But we're 38. These are the years.
Yes, I know. I've heard. I'm running out of time. I don't even have time to eat this cookie.
How is it?
It's so good I forgot to have children.
This is a very complicated conversation, is mm-hmm. what I wrote. It's funny. I remember watching this the first time being like, well, Carrie doesn't want kids. But that's because I don't want kids. And I think we've kind of discussed that, like, people tend to put their things on Carrie because right. we all think we're the Carrie. So I remember for me being like, this is so obvious. Like, you don't want children.
Right.
But then watching this being like, oh, I don't know. Maybe she does.
Yeah.
At our age, you have to be able to talk about having children if you think it might get serious.
That attitude, by the way, that awareness on the part of a woman that time is a ticking, it's very sexy to a man.
But you can't be scared to have those talks.
Why not?
Yeah, it's just, it's very, very complicated. And, you know, it's that thing of, like, why should you give up a baby for a man you hardly know? And Carrie responding with, why should I give up a man for a baby I hardly know I want?
Yeah, she thinks that if she wanted a baby, she would have had one by now.
Yeah, she wanted a job as a writer. She got a job as a writer. And I said, Charlotte thinks Carrie's a baby person, but I think that's because Charlotte is a baby person.
Yeah. I mean, people say that to me all the time. Like, not even about babies, but about other things. And, you know, I don't know. It's a fine, fine line, because also as humans, we are so good at making ourselves not want the things that we don't have. So, or at least I am. So I don't necessarily know. Sometimes I really have to sit with something and be like, do I not want this? Or do I just not think that it's possible for me to have this?
I think we're also really good at assuming that everyone else wants the things that we want.
Mm-hmm.
Complicated. Yeah. And she didn't even know what Al had.
Yeah, she
didn't think to ask.
She doesn't know his birthday.
Yeah.
But she knows his security code, kind of.
Kind of, not really. We cut to a ridiculous bubble bath.
Yeah, where did they get those rose petals?
Yeah, and how did they put them on top of the suds? It doesn't make any sense. Also, I'm not a bath person.
I'm starting to prune.
And Steve wants to wash Miranda's hair.
Like,
and
out of Africa?
I'm mostly surprised that Steve has seen Out of Africa, is what I wrote.
I haven't seen it.
It's really, really good.
Okay.
But I think it's a movie that I saw when I was like 12 and thought was the dumbest thing I'd ever
what
seen.
What is the reference to washing the hair?
Because there's a kind of famous scene okay. where Robert Redford's character washes Meryl Streep character's hair. So is he washing her hair with a bar of soap? Is that what happened?
Yeah, and that soap gets super sudsy.
Yeah.
I mean, there is shampoo soap. Like,
is there?
There is like bars of shampoo, but I don't think that's what they have. I don't think they have like all organic Lush cosmetics.
Yeah,
there.
I think he's just like washing her hair with bar soap, which I don't think is very good for your hair. And of course it gets in her eyes.
Yeah.
Ow, ow, ow. Hard soap in my eye.
And we cut to a phone call to Carrie, and Miranda's having an anxiety attack.
Because she's wearing a big hat.
She's in the woods in her negligee.
And her hair under that hat looks pretty good for being washed with bar soap.
Yeah. And basically, she's just not enjoying her honeymoon.
No.
Last night, Steve and I held hands for an hour and a half watching the fire. He was looking into my eyes. I was looking for the remote. It feels good to be sarcastic. You can't be sarcastic on your honeymoon.
And she seems surprised that she misses her own kid, which I can see that being like, oh, I actually miss my kid.
Well,
I can see Miranda being someone
Miranda
like that.
Miranda surprised herself a lot with having feelings.
And Carrie kind of tries to sneak in a is motherhood worth it question. And Miranda doesn't really respond because there's a raccoon.
Raccoon.
So Carrie's thinking about the word should.
Mm-hmm.
And is it another word plaguing women? And didn't we just talk about this? Like, the question ends up being,
why are we shoulding all over ourselves?
And you literally used that phrase like 2 episodes ago.
Yeah, I heard it somewhere. I don't know if they got it from Sex and the City, but I've heard
funny.
That phrase before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm in tune. I'm on the same cycle as Carrie Bradshaw. We've had this conversation.
Are we shoulding all over ourselves?
Every day.
Yeah, all
day.
All the time.
I am covered in should.
I'm covered in should.
I'm currently covered in should from 10 minutes ago.
Up to my neck in bullshit.
Yeah. Like everything I do, I'm on a text conversation with a girlfriend of mine who her and I talk to each other like we're 14-year-olds all the time. Like, she's the only one that I can text and be like, I have this crazy brain about this thing, but like, that's just what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll text her all my shoulds. I'll be like, I should have just said this. Why did I say, I'm so stupid, blah, blah, blah. You know?
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's an epidemic.
Yeah, and like...
And it's not just women sex
no,
in the city.
No, it's not. And...
How dare you?
My shoulds have gone down a bit, because there used to be, I would have those, like, middle-of-the-night shoulds. I would should the bed. Where you wake up at 4 a.m. and you're just thinking, what is my life? What am I doing? What am I doing? And then sometimes I would should the bed in the morning.
Yeah.
But I don't should the bed too much anymore.
I'm constantly shoulding.
Are you shoulding right now?
I'm focused on this podcast right now. So then I wrote, Samantha is at a party with Smith and, in all caps, Harvey Weinstein is there. Everybody run.
Yeah. She goes, you should stay at the party. Harvey Weinstein is here. No thanks, Sam.
No. Ah, the times have changed.
Yeah. Ugh. It just, like, I know that there was the Trump episode in the beginning, and we were like, you know, bye, we don't care. Like, he's, you know, there in that episode. But Harvey Weinstein, when I said that, I was just like, ugh, why don't you know better? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they didn't know better.
They didn't.
It was 2004.
Yeah. Yeah,
But some people knew better.
Some people knew better. He's ready to leave. And Samantha doesn't want her picture taken by the paparazzi.
No.
So he's pretty famous at this point.
Yeah. Well, we kind of got a hint of that when she wanted her boobs.
Yes.
When they were going through In Touch and she saw the pictures of her boobs.
And when the girls were chasing him around. And yeah.
Right.
So he's famous. He's come a long way from that little playhouse at Dumbo.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so she's going to sneak around the back. And, you know, I guess that I didn't realize that he didn't know. Because he's asking her, like, what's going on? Like, she's
right.
been very different.
And, well, and she hasn't spent the night with him or he would see the scars.
Something's up. You're quiet all night. You didn't even talk that much last couple times we had phone sex.
Smith, when you were in L.A., they found a lump in my breast and it's cancer.
And then the door opens and some pictures are snapped. Which we'll get to kind of later, I guess. And then we have maybe the worst pun in the history of this series.
Okay.
The next day at Hotel Vasectomy, I had some questions for the man next to me.
Oh.
That's the worst.
The worst rhyme.
Yes, sure. Like, Cindy Chupac, you're an amazing writer. That's the worst thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
I thought the Hotel Vasectomy was weird.
Well, it was the Hotel Petrovsky earlier, and now it's the Hotel Vasectomy.
I had a question for the man next to me.
Oh, God. That's
it's kind of,
so
it could be
awful.
A limerick. Like, once at the Hotel Vasectomy, I had questions for the man next to me.
It's terrible.
His penis was snipped, his pants were ripped, and no babies will be cashing a check for me. I don't know.
Terrible. Carrie starts asking about Al's kid.
Mm-hmm. Her name's Chloe.
Yeah, it's a girl.
She's 22, lives in Paris.
And her mother lives there, too.
And you were married to her mother?
Yes, it's the only time I was married. It lasted 7 years, 5 of them good.
And he starts taking out pictures.
Yeah.
He pulls out the one picture, purple dress, purple shoes, purple cake, so funny. Like, not that funny. Al doesn't get humor.
Yeah, Al's sense of humor is a little bit different.
He should take an improv class.
You imagine Al in improv class?
It would be like, so here I am at the store.
He'd be like, the store is very dark.
Yeah, I wish they turned on the lights.
There are no lights. There is not money for electricity.
Al, that is the first rule of improv. It's yes and, not just no depression.
It'd be like, yet sad. Carrie's having a drink with Samantha
mm-hmm.
and is wondering why me.
Mm-hmm.
And Samantha's like, bye bye baby, what else is on the menu?
Right.
And once again, we're dealing with someone who doesn't want kids now.
Right.
So she projects onto Carrie that Carrie doesn't want to have kids.
And this is when I really notice that Sam is different in this episode. You just see, not the sadness necessarily, but you just see that this caricature of a woman that Samantha has been for these past 6 seasons is like breaking down and it's now
yeah.
becoming human.
She's more real.
Mm-hmm.
And the question that Carrie has to ask is impossible.
Will you love me enough to make up for the fact that I didn't have a baby?
Yeah, well, you can't ask that one.
Right.
And we kind of discussed this earlier that, you know, it's too early in the relationship, but it's too late in her life.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I meant by, like, I guess you give someone the code a little bit faster. Like, things do move a little bit faster.
Yeah.
We cut to Charlotte and Harry having sex and Brady sees.
Yeah.
Oh, my God! Stop!
What? What happened?
Brady saw us having sex. I've scarred him for life.
Him, you've scarred me for life.
And she calls Miranda, whose phone somehow still works.
Because it's a flip phone.
Right.
I'm like, my mother has had her phone not charged.
She's never charged
for 2 months. Like, I'm serious.
Harry, Brady can't be anywhere near this conversation.
I
think it may be too late. He just said sex is dirty.
That's not funny.
Yeah, she assures Charlotte that it's all fine. But
yeah, he doesn't know what sex is. He doesn't know where his nose is. I think he does. If he can walk.
He probably knows
where
his nose is.
They've done, like, where's Brady's nose? Yeah, they've done
that. He just points at his forehead. We don't know. Maybe he's stupid.
You sound tense. Maybe I should still come home.
No, I'm sorry to bother you. Go back to your honeymoon.
And then her phone dies and she yells, which wakes up Steve. Who tells you to come to bed?
I don't need to come to bed. I'm rested.
So am I. Come on.
Steve, I can't have sex anymore. I have a brain.
Yeah, she's kind of over it and tells Steve as much.
She misses NPR. She misses ESPN. But why? Because she had ESPN before and didn't really watch it.
Well, she likes baseball.
Okay. And she misses Dateline. I miss Dateline. I love Dateline.
And I kind of like how Steve brings up the fact that it's his honeymoon too.
Yeah, and he likes 4 days of doing nothing.
Right. And her whole thing of like, it's 4 days. It's so long.
And he's like, it's not that long. And it's funny how they're
both.
Get off.
Yeah, they're both. Oh, and that's a little bit. Heart-wrenching is a little bit too dramatic for that, but it's like, I wish it was longer, but I couldn't get that much more time off. We're kind of like, we're dealing with the realities of his job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Miranda realized the things she should do for another person. And I love this. I'm sorry, Steve. I'm an asshole. Yeah, but you're my asshole.
That's sweet and gross at the same time.
I want someone to say that to me.
And the honeymoon's over. And we're back at the doctor's office, and Sister Anne Marie has broken out the old habits.
Yeah. Sister Anne Marie 2, back in the habit.
And the receptionist
is... I like that one.
It was okay.
Pulling out all the stops, huh?
Well, what else was I going to wear? A big tumor?
The receptionist is still not helpful.
Yeah, and what is a fakakta?
This is my second day at this fakakta office.
I believe that it's Yiddish. And I believe it means something like ridiculous.
Yiddish. It means shitty, crappy, shat upon.
Okay.
And it's alternate spelling of verkakta. V-E-R-K-A-K-T-E.
There you go.
I did not know that.
The more you know.
Oh my God. Is this... You're Smith Jarrett's girlfriend?
Yeah, and then the receptionist sees a picture of Samantha and Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really know how to feel about any of this, where it's like, because
you
Samantha...
You think a guy is cute, right. You're gonna, like, up
save someone's life.
Right, and you've had this power all along.
Yeah, it's a little bit... It feels a little bit yucky to me, but whatever. Samantha's in, plus none.
Oh, and if you could get her an appointment, he might kiss you on the lips.
Yeah, I'm very happy that she let the nun in, too.
Yeah. So Carrie and Al are in Battery Park.
Carrie's hat. The outfit is a very nice, like, deep green with a royal blue overcoat, and then just this bubble gum pink Oliver Twist hat.
Yeah, but what if Carrie wore a boring outfit?
I'm not asking for it to be boring. I'm just asking for it to tell the same story.
I think there's just always going to be something.
All right.
Yeah, Al says that she's being very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie brings up the vasectomy. It's not reversible, is it?
Not for me.
I know you may think it's way too early to say what I'm about to say, but it's not.
Say what?
I think that I could really be with you. And... I just want to say that if this is something you are thinking, I need to know because I'm 38.
38 is young.
Well, that depends who you're talking to.
But here we are so soon. As you said, I could really be with you as well.
And being a parent is an extraordinary thing, and if that's what you want, you should.
Yeah,
have it.
I like that he says that. Mm-hmm. You know, he's not going to change his mind.
How extraordinary is it, though? Because he never talks about Chloe, 22, who lives in Paris.
Yeah, but she's 22.
All right.
I don't know.
Yeah. He just says he's too old.
He doesn't want her to miss it if it's something that she wants.
How old is he?
Lover, perfect, early 50s.
Okay.
That's all that we really know. Yeah, he warms her in his jacket, and that's kind of the end. I didn't know exactly what I wanted, but I felt like I was getting warmer.
And creepy, like, Unsolved Mysteries music is playing in the background.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. That's the actual Unsolved Mysteries music?
Well, that's more Halloween.
Oh, that is Halloween. Well, hold on. What is the Unsolved Mysteries theme song?
Versus.
Oh.
So very similar.
Versus. I could help but wonder if Magda got a raise when she changed from housekeeper to full-on caretaker.
I bet that she did.
I would hope so.
I couldn't help but wonder how they chose that place to go to on their honeymoon. It feels like Miranda had very little say in it. But I guess that might make sense if Miranda was like, just plan a trip and I'll just go. But I can't imagine Miranda having looked at that ahead of time and thought this will be fun for 4 days.
Well, there wasn't much of like a trip advisor back then.
I guess that's true.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know if she didn't know it was happening. Maybe Steve planned all of it.
Yeah, probably. He's probably like, because it's Mike, a nice place. It's a
Mike, you were just about to spend 4 days somewhere where there was no TV. And then there ended up being a TV.
Ended up being a TV when I got there.
But there was going to be alcohol.
Yes. And there was a pool. Mm-hmm. Though it was very cold.
And friends.
And friends. And there you go. Another
you
episode
it.
Down. We'll be back next week. I think it's called Out of the Frying Pan.
Yes. And I got a message about that. One of our listeners has something that she wants to talk to me about Out of the Frying Pan.
Interesting.
So if you've listened to this, I've watched Out of the Frying Pan, so you can send away.
All right. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye. You can visit us at wecouldn'thelpbutwonder.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Instagram, all at wecouldn'thelpbutwonder with no caps, no spaces, and no punctuation, and Twitter at WCHBWpodcast. You can follow Elise at Evie Castle and me at MikeJensen77. Special thanks to Patrick Hines. Make sure you check out theaterpodcastproductions.com to see all the work that he does. We would love it if you would share this podcast with someone. Put a link on Facebook or tell a friend. Take a moment and rate us on Apple Podcasts, or even better, write a review. And don't forget to change your settings to play in sequential order. We'll be back next week with Out of the Frying Pan.
That Cynthia Nixon is in Adam's Family Values, which is spooky, a Halloween treat.
Is she?
That's what they said.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't remember seeing her name on that. I wonder who she plays.
Yeah. Well, isn't that the old one, or is that the new one that just came out?
Oh, yeah. Adam's Family Values. Yeah. You know, I never saw the second one.
Yeah, so she's in it.
But I do kind of remember that.
Yeah, so I thought that was fun to, you know, it's Halloween.
It is Halloween-ish.
By the time this comes out, it's going to be pretty close to Halloween.
This is a fun conversation.
Yeah, wake up, Mike. So snap out of it. That's from Moonstruck.
Good job. Rakuna Matata. That was an Elise joke.
No, I never made that joke.
I'm saying I just made the joke and it was an Elise joke.
Oh, I was going to say the joke I actually made when we were eating at the Italian restaurant and I said Hakuna Barata. I was like, don't. It means no cheese. No, it doesn't. But you just see that this character.
This character. And it is true that four moons. It is true that 4 days is a long time and
also
not
four
all
moons.
The same time. True. Yeah, and I think it could be. I think it could really be. Okay. Another wrist corsage. I think of that moment on the podcast sometimes.
You know what moment I think of?
What?
The one where right now I flip this table over and I leave.